As it celebrates the history of Western North Carolina, the Women's History Trail in Franklin continues to uncover new stories. Mary Polansky, one of the co-leaders of the Women's History Trail in Franklin, sits at a picnic table along the Little Tennessee River.
August is upon us here at the Little Tennessee River in East Franklin, and we're in the park by the river, and the mound is near us, and the beautiful land surrounding the river is summery looking, and it's a little breezy out.
Polansky says she can imagine Naha Rebecca Morris working on her 640 acres here in the 1800s.
Summertime, I think about them harvesting corn and squash, and they had apples, the kind of things that we see still going on in Macon County.
Morris is the most recent addition to the Women's History Trail. Last week, a plaque in her honor was erected at the Niquosie Mound. Morris was a Cherokee woman who married a White Baptist minister named Gideon Morris. Because she was a landowner, Rebecca was given a reservation as part of a treaty which ceded thousands of acres from the Cherokee to the United States in 1819. But there was a loophole. If there wasn't a home on the land, then it was taken from the family. So General Thomas Love ordered the Morris home burnt.
Immediately reverted, and they moved uptown in Franklin. But Rebecca sued the federal government, and Gideon backed her, and he had that ability to go into the court system, but they stood the course with that.
They won $3,000 from the courts, a big sum at the time, and remained prominent members of the region. Morris will be featured on the 7-foot-tall Women's History Trail monument along with two other women whose lives were intertwined with hers in early Macon County, a white woman, Timoxena Seiler Sloan, and Sally, a black woman. The group hopes to have the monument erected around this time next year. I'm Lily Knepp, BPR News.